friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? In today's episode of the Brand Strategy Podcast, I wanted to take a minute to share a little bit more of my own story as a creative. One of the questions that I receive so frequently from friends on Instagram or industry acquaintances or clients is they're curious about how I got started and how I got to where I am today. So in this episode, I want to walk you through how I built a high-end brand from truly humble beginnings and five branding lessons that I learned along the way. So for those of you who don't know, I am a self-taught designer based in beautiful Waco, Texas. I have been a brand designer and strategist with my business, B is for Bonnie Design, for almost 7 years now. And I absolutely feel so incredibly honored, and I am truly humbled to be able to work with hundreds of creatives over those past 7 years to really build beautiful and intentional brands that reflect the heart of their life's work. But more than what I do day in and day out, I absolutely love who I get to share it with. And that is my husband, Armand, my college sweetheart, my husband of 8 years. And together, like I said, we live in Waco in the sweetest little bungalow with our golden retriever named Boone. We're really passionate about chasing after life through an approach of loving others fiercely and giving grace freely and choosing joy every single day. And that's an approach that we try to practice not only in our relationship with each other and our relationship with others, but also in the work that we do. So it makes sense that as kind of my guiding force through life, I have really focused on building a business that gives me the opportunity to love my clients fiercely and to give grace in all instances and to really choose joy as I get to do what I love every single day. I started B is for Bonnie Design back in 2012 with little more than a really big dream and a whole lot of gumption, and the same worn-out laptop that I used to use to take notes on in my college classes. I was in a really big transitional season of life, and it actually seems a little crazy that I chose to start my business at the time that I did. And that's because I started B is for Bonnie Design. I hit publish on that very humble website when I was gearing up to graduate. So I hit publish during my senior year of college. And on top of that, Armand and I were engaged and we were going to get married that July. So I was graduating in May, getting married in July, and as if that weren't enough, I was also moving halfway across the country. At the time, my husband was stationed in California with the Air Force and I was living in Texas. So I knew that I was about to have to make some big changes, literally pack up my entire life and not only start a new season of life as a newlywed, but also move to California. And for as excited as I was for all those changes, I was really struggling to figure out how I could help provide for our family and how I could help utilize my skills, my gifts, and what I was passionate about to really bring something positive into our lives. So I started kind of playing around on my computer. And as a journalism student, I had access to all of these great design resources and all of these great platforms like the Adobe Creative Suite. And I knew what I was doing when I was using those different platforms. So I started working with some really sweet, simple wedding stationery designs. And I know it probably sounds crazy to think that this business that I've built since then started with wedding stationery designs, but let's be real. I was a bride to be at that point in time. I had weddings on the brain, and I was designing save the dates and wedding stationery and day of paper goods for our own wedding later that summer. And as I started playing around with it, something slowly started to really click in my mind, where I really realized how fun and how enjoyable and how easy it was for me to create wedding stationery for myself and for others. And on top of that, I really started to see how beautiful, purposeful design, when paired with strategic words, could really help tell a story in a really full and robust way. So my formal training is in journalism. So my degree, if we're getting real serious about it, is in journalism with an emphasis in news editorial, which means that I learned the basics of graphic design when I was learning how to design the front pages of newspapers or the covers of magazines. So I'm as equally passionate about storytelling as I am the actual visual design of it all. But way back when I was really working hard to figure out what Bias for Bonnie Design, before it even had that name, what this little project of mine could turn into, I just really lit up when I saw that there was this opportunity to focus on storytelling through the heart of what you were working on, through conversations with clients or conversations with brides and their fiancés. And you could then pair that with beautiful design to really create something unique and something honest. So whether that came to life through wedding stationery or whether that came to life through branding, I really was excited to explore that and see what that could turn into. So I did what most people do, and I launched a little Etsy shop, and I launched a very humble little website in March of 2012. And it was something that I was excited to see what would happen, but I didn't really have a lot of expectations. I didn't really expect that this would be something that would take off, or I absolutely did not expect that that would be something that would turn into my full-time job and a source of fulfillment and a source of income that would provide for my husband and I for the past 7 years. So it's really humbling to look back and remember how I started and remember how I was feeling those first months after launching the website, and remember all of the emotion and all of the possibility that was literally right there in front of me. So all that to say, my business looks completely different today as it did way back then. It's been such a transformative journey, and it probably doesn't seem traditional, but let's be honest. As creatives, as small business owners, there's very rarely anything traditional about our journeys, right? And so it's something that I've really learned to kind of embrace the curves and the turns and the bumps along the way, because it was through all those changes that I really do think that I was becoming the business owner that I am today. And I was refining not only my skills as a designer and later on as a strategist, but I was also becoming a better version of myself as the face behind my business and as the person that I am in my day-to-day life. So with that in mind, my journey's been a little crazy, but it's been really joyful and it's been absolutely worth it. I would say about 6 months into Bias for Bonnie Design as a wedding stationery storefront, I very quickly realized that while I thought it was fun, I really loved being able to design wedding day paper goods for brides across the country, it really wasn't fulfilling. I really felt like there was something missing. And it was around that point in time that friends of mine from college and from high school even were starting to start their own businesses. And I remember I had some friends who were getting into wedding planning or they were getting into photography, and they'd seen the work that I'd done with my couples in the past, and they were curious if I could maybe help them create a logo. And I thought, hey, that actually sounds like something that I would really enjoy doing, and I would really love to be able to partner my love for storytelling through really getting to know people and really getting to know their hearts and the very core of why they do what they do with strong visual design. And I could absolutely create a beautiful logo that really stood for something for these friends of mine. So I gave it a go, and it was like everything all of a sudden clicked. It just made so much sense that so many of my life experiences and so much of my own professional training over the years had been really preparing me for that work. And so I started devouring all that I could about branding, about brand strategy, about design, about the whole marketing side of things as well. And I really started refining my process as a brand designer and as a strategist in that way. And over a very intensive series of months, I was able to completely shift my business and completely nix any wedding-related work and focus 100% on working with fellow business owners through custom branding, design, and strategy. And honestly, the rest is history. Since then, I have been honored to really watch this little business of mine grow to what it is today. And I've been honored to work with hundreds of women, not only all across the country, but some internationally, to build visual brands that really do tell the story of who they are, what they do, why that matters, and who they serve along the way. And at the end of all of those projects, I've really been honored to see the kinds of results that an intentional strategic process, when it comes to branding, what that can do for my clients. I mean, being able to celebrate launches that book ideal clients 24 hours after we launch, to me, that still blows my mind. But that is just a testament to what purposeful branding can do for you and how it can help you serve your people, your ideal clients, so incredibly well. Things like being able to celebrate with my clients as they bring in $50,000 months, where they are booking their ideal clients, they are absolutely charging their worth and feeling a sense of fulfillment along the way as they get to do what they love, serving the people they love to serve and knowing that they can provide for their families. I mean, to me, friend, that is life-giving work. And I'm absolutely honored to do it with my custom branding clients every single day. But on top of that, over the years, my business has shifted from just offering branding and strategy services for creatives to also offering education. And I am absolutely overjoyed, actually, this year to introduce a brand new offering to the education work that I do with creatives just like you through a really heartfelt and intentional 6-month group coaching and mastermind program. It's called the Heartfelt Brand Society, and through 6 months of strategy and marketing and digging deep, we are focusing on bringing your biggest and brightest dreams to life in 2019. So it's a program with just 10 like-minded creatives who are established entrepreneurs in similar seasons of business. And together we're going to spend January through June of 2019 doing the work, making it happen, and celebrating our growth and our progress along the way. All of that to say, the education side of my business is something that I'm truly passionate about. And I was actually chatting with someone, maybe that was a few weeks ago, I struggle to remember exactly, but I was chatting with actually a potential applicant for the Heartfelt Brand Society, and she was asking me, why do you share so much through your education? For those of you who are new to me and to my work, through my educational offerings over the years, I've offered things like one-on-one mentoring. I've offered live workshops online. I've offered free live trainings for fellow designers. I have courses. I have digital products. I have a lot of different resources that I share ultimately because I know what it feels like to build a business that gives you the space to do what you love, to serve the people that you love to work with, and to experience the fulfillment that comes along with that. I know what it's like to be able to do what you love and say that you can provide for your family at the end of the day and say that you are doing work that makes an impact, not just for the people that you serve, but also for the people that you love, like your family, your friends, the people who really matter. I've just seen in my own life and my own experience what running a profitable and a purposeful business can do for you and how that can bless your life. And I know firsthand that that journey wasn't easy for me and it took a lot of trial and error and it took a lot of hard work. But, and to be fair, I'm still learning a lot. I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I'm passionate about sharing what I know with others because I want to see you achieve a similar level of success. And to be honest, I want to see you achieve a level of success that honors your definition of success. So if you want to build a massive empire and hire 20 team members and travel the world, then I want to share what I know about team building. I want to share what I know about branding. I want to share what I know about marketing so that you have the tools you need to build that empire. On the flip side of that, if you want to build something that is small and quiet and cozy, and that just makes your heart sing, then I want to share what I know about building a business that looks different and that goes against the grain of what everyone else is doing. I want to share what I know about how to build a brand that gives you the space to do that and so many other things so that you can move forward confidently in that direction and make it happen. At the end of my business, I want to be able to look back on a deep sense of impact and a deep sense of fulfillment through the lives that I was able to touch. And not because that selfishly makes me feel good about myself or it makes me look cool or it does anything for me, but purely because my heart, I really do believe this, my heart is built to pour into others. And if you're an Enneagram fan, I'm a type 2, which at this point you probably would have guessed. But because of that, my type 2-ness, which for those of you who aren't familiar with Enneagram, that personality type is called the helper. I really do get so much fulfillment out of pouring into others. And so I would rather build a bigger table than build a higher wall. And I would rather create more space at my table for creatives who are striving to build businesses that they love and that they are really excited about than hang on to all of my secrets and keep them to myself and, you know, hoard it all for me. Because if I do that, that feels empty and that feels selfish and that feels lonely also. I mean, when I think about it, if I'm being honest, that feels very isolated and very self-serving. So that's definitely not the way that I want to do business. And that's absolutely not the way that I want to live life. All of that to say, this is a little bit deeper than I planned on going with our conversation today. So I hope you're along for it because I really love going deep into the heart of people and their stories and their journeys. And I think that that's one of the reasons why I really do love doing the brand strategy work with my one-on-one branding clients as much as I do, because it gives me a chance to get to know them and their journeys and their stories and why they're passionate about the work that they do and why they love their ideal client so much and what goals they're chasing after at the end of it all. And then together we really get to sit down and craft a visual presence and an overarching brand strategy that will help get them where they want to go. So with all of this in mind, you can probably tell that through this podcast as well, this is just another avenue for me to share what I know with you, because like I said in our very first inter-episode, I want to see you build a brand on your own terms, and I want to see you succeed. And I don't believe that you have to hire me or hire any other brand designer or strategist to make it happen. I don't believe that you need to go out and do all of the Googling or pin all of the helpful tutorials on Pinterest. I think that if you just have a few key tools in your arsenal and you just are dedicated to taking a few direct, purposeful steps, then you can begin laying the foundation, whether this is day one for you or day, you know, 3000 for you. You can start building a business and building a brand that gives you the space to do what you love and do it on your own terms. Now that I've shared probably way more than you ever wanted to know about my own journey and how I got to where I am today, I want to share with you 5 lessons that I've learned along the way. And the first one of those lessons is that it is okay to grow slowly. When I started my business, I was designing wedding stationery and save the dates from my college apartment with a tried and trusted and super worn out little laptop. And I was putting them on Etsy, and I wasn't charging my worth, and they weren't particularly my best work. I mean, I can confidently say that almost 7 years, you know, I can look back now and say that they were good, but you know, if I were doing it over now, I probably could do better. So if you're one of my former brides and you're listening to this, I'm so sorry. Your paper goods were beautiful, and I am so honored that I got to design them for you. But it's okay to grow slowly, because when I look back at where I started, I had no idea where this business of mine was going to go. I had no idea that I would be building this business that gave me the space to pour into the lives of those I serve in these specific ways. I had no idea that I would be able to add titles like international speaker to my byline. I had no idea that I'd be able to celebrate such big wins with so many of my incredible branding clients, or I'd be able to partner one-on-one with my mentoring clients or my group coaching students. I had no idea when I hit launch on an Etsy website in my college apartment back in 2012, that this is what this would turn into. And honestly, I'm glad that I didn't know, because I think if I would have known how things would play out for me, and I think if I would have known how deep these roots would go, I would have been intimidated and I would have talked myself out of it. And I think that little old college senior Bonnie would have looked at all of this and said, oh my gosh, I'm not ready. I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. I'm terrified of public speaking. How am I going to be an international speaker one day? How am I going to have a podcast one day? And so I'm really glad that I had the opportunity to go slowly and to go through the motions as I was living that life and as my business was growing. Because everything that has come my way, I will tell you this, I have not 100% felt qualified for some of the things that I've done. I have not felt like I've had all the answers. I still do a lot of learning and a lot of growing and a lot of cultivating on my own end. But I think that if I would have looked at where I am today, way back then, I really just would have talked myself out of it. And I'm so glad that I didn't. And if that resonates with you, if you're in a season where maybe you're not just getting started, but maybe you are diving into something new, maybe you're pivoting, maybe you're introducing a big new offer or a new product that excites you and scares you at the same time, maybe you don't feel qualified for it. I want to tell you that it's okay to grow slowly, and it's okay to put one foot in front of the other, because I found that action breeds clarity. As you begin to take one step in front of the other and put one foot in front of the other, your path becomes clearer. So when I was first getting started, what I was doing at that time, I thought that that's what I wanted to do, and I thought that that would be a fun thing to do and a good thing to do, and it was for that season. But as my business has grown season by season, I have gone slowly and intentionally, and I have just focused on putting one foot forward in front of the other and saying yes to beautiful and exciting opportunities, saying yes to some of the things that scare me and some of the things that get me outside of my comfort zone. But all along the way, I've been focused on intentional growth, not explosive growth. Because for me, the way that my personality is and the way that my goals are centered, I know that intentional, maybe sometimes slower growth is going to be more in line with what I want to be building than rapid breakneck speed, explosive growth that propels me to a level that I really am not ready for yet, or that I don't have the structure in place for or the tools to navigate that well. So lesson number one of my very untraditional journey is it's okay to grow slowly. And the second lesson is to stop waiting for perfection. And I feel like lesson number one and lesson number two kind of go hand in hand, in the sense that what I was talking about earlier of how, you know, 2012 Bonnie, little college me, would have looked at some of the things that I have done or that I am doing today, and she would have been like intimidated by it and think that she wasn't ready for it. But the thing is, I think that part of that, you know, there takes some self-awareness to know your limits and to know your weaknesses. But also a big part of that is perfection, just sitting on your shoulder and whispering into your ear and telling you that you can't start or you can't move forward because you're not going to do it perfectly. And I think that that is a really dangerous mindset to fall into. As a designer, I work with a lot of other designers. I've worked with a lot of them through my course, the Brand Strategy School, or even through one-on-one mentoring and through my group coaching program. And I've noticed that as designers and actually as creatives, as artists, we struggle with perfection so acutely. And I think that that can be, sometimes we kind of frame it in a positive light because our perfection means that we overanalyze the work that we're doing. And it means that we will spend hours and hours on a project until it is as close to perfect as we can possibly make it. But it's really just a very pretty shiny Achilles heel to us, because perfectionism is going to hold you back from taking action, because you can so easily fall into a mindset of choosing to not move forward until what you do is perfect. I can't tell you how many times I've worked with some of my group coaching or my mentoring students, and I've seen them hesitate to take action on a new goal or move forward with a new dream because they want to have this in place and they want to have that put together and they want to know all the things about this new idea, and they have to wait until it's all put together and polished and perfect before they launch it. And the biggest thing that I've learned in my own journey is the most worthwhile things that I've brought into my business were not perfect. I did them before I was 100% ready, so to speak, and I did them with a fierce dedication and a comfort in knowing that they wouldn't be perfect. I wasn't going to start out perfectly, and I'm never going to do anything perfectly. And to me, that ultimately gives me this big fat permission slip to just live my life and do business in a way that isn't perfect, because if I choose to wait for perfection, that will never happen. So I hope that whatever season of life or business you're in, if you find yourself sitting there kind of shaking your head, nodding along as I'm saying this, I want you to know that you don't have to wait for perfection in order to take action. Like I said earlier, you can simply put one foot in front of the other and be amazed at what will happen along the way. Lesson number three that I learned in building my business and growing so crazily and joyfully along the way is to really build a brand that honors your authenticity. Now, what I mean by that is to build a brand that gives you the space to be your truest self and honestly can grow with you. If I look back to where my business was in 2013 or 2014, it still looked drastically different from what it looks like in 2018 and going into 2019. And the only reason why I am honestly able to still work with a lot of clients who've followed me since those very early days of my business, or the reason why I'm able to still have people follow me on Instagram who have been following along since the beginning, since the Etsy shop days, is because I've built a brand that is ultimately centered around my truest self and my values and my authenticity. And I focus on creating offerings that really lean into that overlap where my authenticity and my story and my values intersect with my ideal client's needs and wants and what I can do for them. And if I focus on that overlap, then I have the space and the freedom to stay fiercely genuine to who I am and what I love to do and what I'm good at doing while serving my clients through my many different services and offerings in the truest way possible. So building a brand that honors authenticity has given me the space to really grow very drastically over the years, but I haven't had to launch a new brand. I haven't had to dramatically rebrand. I think that the logo I have now, I had that designed in, I think maybe 2015, and I am nowhere near close to changing it because you see, I don't have to, because I focused on starting out by building something that was imperfect and it was authentic and it was fiercely genuine to who I am and what I want to put out into the world for my incredible clients, whether that's through branding or education or any of the things that I offer. And so I would encourage you that if you're just getting started or you're taking intentional steps to grow an existing brand, to focus on making a big shift towards authenticity, towards staying true to who you are and the heart behind your work and the why behind this business of yours, because ultimately that will give you the space to pivot even dramatically in some instances. The fourth lesson that I really did learn from my own journey as a creative, as a designer, and as a strategist is to focus on flipping the script when it comes to selling. Now, over the years, I have worked with quite a few creatives in different capacities. I've worked with hundreds through my branding process. I've worked with hundreds through my different educational offerings. And there's one thing that I've really learned about my brand and how my brand can meet my ideal clients on their journey that has really stuck with me. And that's this idea of choosing to serve, not sell. I think that selling gets kind of a bad rap in the creative community because it feels like one of those like really sleazy marketing terms. But if we're being honest, selling is an integral part of building a thriving, healthy business. Otherwise, it's just a really expensive hobby and no one is booking you, and that's just miserable. So let's not make that happen. Instead, we have to focus on ways that we can offer our services to our ideal clients in a way that takes the yuck factor, like the ick, out of selling. And for me personally, the biggest way that I've learned to do that is to choose to come from a place of serving and not selling. Now, I think it's important to mention that in this instance, serving is not bending to your client's every will, or it's not giving and giving and giving until you have nothing left to give because you're just putting your client above all else, including your own personal sense of wellness. But in this instance, serving purely looks like coming to a conversation with your ideal client or structuring your offerings or services on your website or through social media and saying, I see where you are in your journey. I see where you're struggling. I can recognize the pain points that you are facing, and I am here to provide a solution. I'm here to help you, and I want to serve you in the best way possible, and I think that this product or this service can help you get where you want to go or can help you conquer whatever is standing in your way. And all of a sudden, instead of coming to the conversation and saying, hey, I've got this great thing, bye, 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 we can come to the conversation and say, I see you, I value you, your pain points, your struggles are valid, and I can help you get out of it. I can help you move forward with clarity and with confidence. So if we begin to start to flip the script on selling and reframe it and approach those conversations with our ideal clients in a different way, in a way of purely coming to serve the people that we want to work with, not to actively sell at them, but to serve them, to leave them better at the end of a project or at the end of a purchase than when they first came to you. That will do incredible things for your brand. That will do incredible things for the kinds of relationships you can build with your clients. And that also will do incredible things for your attitude towards the work that you do. Because if we can focus on serving and not selling, then we can start to train ourselves to focus on how our services, our products, any of the things we're putting into the world really do bring value in a deep intrinsic way to our ideal clients. And so serving and not selling, again, I'm going to reference my type 2-ness on the Enneagram, has been a huge game changer for me and has been something that has allowed me to experience a deeper sense of peace and fulfillment when it comes to marketing a new service to my ideal clients, because I know that what I have to offer really will serve them well. It really will help them. It's just a matter of starting that conversation and opening up the door for that possibility so that we both can sit down and explore how my work, my offerings could truly serve them best. So the final lesson, the fifth lesson that I've learned over six, almost 7 years of business is that you have to be willing to let go. There is this amazing term with copywriting and actually with all kinds of creative endeavors, movie writing and art and all these kinds of things. And it's this phrase that says, don't be afraid to kill your darlings. And it originated in terms of editing, with books and things like that. But it's a concept that I really do believe stands true for us as creative entrepreneurs as we're building our brands. What that means is don't be so committed to one thing, to one word, to one service, to, you know, one specific look that you are afraid to nix it altogether. Sometimes we become so attached to the services or the way that we do business that we are afraid and unwilling to let go of something that no longer propels us forward. And because of that, we become kind of stagnant. And then we become resentful because we don't understand why we're not making progress and we're not hitting our goals. And if we were just honest and objective enough with ourselves and with our team to look at what we're doing and kill some darlings along the way, I think we could start to see a deeper sense of profitability and see a deeper amount of growth as well. So in my own business, being willing to let go has looked like being willing to let go of wedding stationery and being completely willing to let go of working with brides and grooms. It's looked like being willing to let go of a print shop that I had for a few years and acknowledging that it served its season and it was a joyful, positive thing for a while, but it's no longer in line with the long-term vision of where I see my business going. It's looked like, you know, phasing certain services or certain offerings out altogether so that I can pour more energy and more of my resources into my ideal clients through branding and education. So it's something that every decision to quote unquote kill one of those darlings on my end was something that I didn't approach lightly, but editing them out, refining what I was doing, allowing my brand to more organically evolve into fewer better things versus more clutter, more option, more confusion, has really given me the foundation that I need to move towards something that I can really be proud of in the long run and that really makes it easy for me to do my best work and serve the people that I am most equipped to serve. So don't be afraid to let go of things. Don't be afraid to sit down with yourself and honestly say, maybe it's time to phase this out, or maybe it's time to stop serving those types of clients, or maybe it's time to completely pivot away from this industry and even dive into a new industry, because you can do that. That's the beautiful thing about owning your own business is you have the freedom to call the shots and you have the freedom to go after what it is that you're really passionate about. So don't become so stagnant and so stuck to one thing or one type of client or one type of offering or one type of aesthetic that you miss out on some great opportunities to really build a business that is in line with what you want and what you dream of and what really excites you at the end of the day. Now, here is the good news with all of these five lessons and all of the encouragement and the insight from each of them is that you don't have to start perfectly to build something that is designed to endure. As you chase after your goals, I would absolutely love to partner alongside you to help you navigate this journey. But here's the thing, you don't have to start from scratch and you don't have to make it perfect in order for it to still be worthwhile and for it to still be something that is designed to endure. So through my group coaching and mastermind program, the Heartfelt Brand Society, I am walking alongside 10 incredible seasoned entrepreneurs as we chase after bringing their biggest and brightest dreams to life in 2019. This is a really intentional approach that I've created to help you elevate your brand strategy and woo your ideal client and then transform your bottom line, as together we're focusing on actionable ways to really make 2019 the year that we hit your goals and the year that we start to really do things differently for you. This is a great opportunity for you if you are an established entrepreneur who's in an active season of growth. Maybe you're pivoting. Maybe you're introducing a new offer. Maybe you are in active season of refining, where maybe there's not so much that you're editing out, but maybe it's simply an approach of really honing in on the ideal clients that you want to work with on a day-to-day basis, or refining your best and most honest offer yet. The Heartfelt Brand Society is an incredible group coaching program, and applications are currently open. So if you want to learn more about working together in this way as we kick things off in January and then spend the next 6 months really chasing after your definition of success, then I encourage you to go to brandstrategypodcast.com to get all of the details on the Heartfelt Brand Society and to fill out an application. I would love to hop on a call with you after I receive your application to learn more about you and learn more about your journey and how this could be an offering that really does serve you well, that really meets you where you are and helps you move forward with confidence and clarity. So head to brandstrategypodcast.com to get all the great details about the Heartfelt Brand Society Group Coaching Program. And I would love for you to be one of the 10 amazing entrepreneurs who joins me inside this intentional experience. Until next time, I will be here cheering you on from Waco, friend. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.